Welcome, everybody. The 27th Popping Questions Podcast. The 27th episode of the Popping Questions Podcast. Hello, it's me, your host, Josanne. I apologize, I've been out of commission for the last week. Just didn't feel well, felt under the weather, and my voice was all kinds of messed up. So, I took a break and waited until everything felt like it was back to normal before I started up the 27th episode. But now we're here, that's all in the past, and we are going to do it like we do every week, twice a week. Answer 5 anonymous questions sent to me by my readers. Usually these questions are submitted to me via my FormSpring account. That's FormSpring.me/JoesNC. And you send a question to me, and the thing about FormSpring is it doesn't release your identity. So I don't know who sent me these questions, hence why they are anonymous. The other way that you can email me a question is at feedback@untilIGetMarried.com. That's feedback@untilIGetMarried.com. You can send me a question there. Of course, by doing that, you'll reveal your identity or at least your email address, but you don't have to worry about me revealing that on air. I would never do such a thing. I will extend to you the same courtesy that is already afforded by the people who send me questions via FormSpring. I will keep your identity anonymous. That being said, why don't we just get right into these 5 questions this week. A good roundup of questions. And the first one comes to me from a girl who says, "My boyfriend said we're taking things real slow because in the past he moved too fast, as we did our first 2 weeks. It's been 3 months and we're going in reverse. I'm fine with no sex because I'm a virgin, but I need more than a kiss. What is he on? I swear I just saw a snail pass. Well, look. If you're going to date a virgin, you have to take things slow. You have to be willing to take things slow. And sometimes, men especially, when they're used to going fast, what they do is instead of slowing down, they just come to a complete stop. You know, some of us guys out there, we don't have no 5. It's either 1 or it's 10. 1 or 10. 1 or 10. And that's how we're moving. If it's not, it's never, very rarely is it ever a nice, slow, or mid-tempo pace we're taking. So, you know, your guy is taking what he originally said, which is that he wanted to take things slow. He's taking it to the extreme. You have to understand, I'm going to assume that you're the first virgin he's dated in a while. And in the past, when he says he's moved too quickly with other women, it probably means that he's had sex with them. And I am also going to assume, and I hate to do this, but this is because you haven't given me any additional info for me to work with, that one of the reasons why he dated you is because he wanted to exert some sort of discipline on himself, but he didn't want to necessarily do that in the form of just cutting himself entirely from building a relationship with someone. What he wanted to do was he wanted to build a relationship on terms other than sex, hence the reason why he said, "I would like to take things slowly." Well, a lot of people say that they want to take things slowly, and then a lot of people change their mind because they realize, hey, like, I'm comfortable with this person and I want to do everything with that person. He saw with you an opportunity to really take things slow because you are a virgin, like you said. You're a virgin. If I'm going to take it slow with anybody, a virgin is the easiest person to take it slow with because you just automatically assume that they're not going to put any pressure on you to hurry up, nor are they going to backtrack on what they want, which is to take it slow as well. What you have to understand is that he is not used to intimacy with a woman that is a virgin. And therefore, he's probably taking it to an extreme that is unnecessary, but the only one that he really understands, which is just, all I can really do is kiss the girl. I don't want to go to third base. I don't want to frustrate myself. I don't want to push those buttons. I don't want to, you know, make out and do everything. But he's probably waiting to do those things and waiting to ramp everything up for the day that you're ready to ramp everything up. You see, with him, there's no middle ground. There's either the 10 that he's used to operating on, or the one that he's operating on right now. And what you need to do is you need to communicate with him and say, hey, just because I'm not ready to have sex yet doesn't mean I want to be intimate. Doesn't mean that I don't want to do other things. If anything, you need to tell him that this, just kissing and stuff like that, isn't even helping you or encouraging you to get more comfortable with the idea of having sex with him. You need to let him know that if he does indeed want to be the man responsible for taking your virginity, if he wants you to be comfortable with him in a very physical way, that he's going to have to do more than he's doing. So let him know that. Say, hey, this isn't working out for me, this whole just kissing thing. I need a little bit more. I need a little bit more before we do everything we can. So, you know, lead the way. Take charge. And see how he responds to that situation. I hope he responds well. Question number two. Somebody asked me about my diet. And the question is, hold on, I'm looking something up real quick, making sure that I have the right question. So the question is, are you going to share your diet and workout routine with us? I'd love to hear what you eat on your 6 carbless days. I'm a woman who used to lift regularly and would go without carbs after lunch, and that restriction was difficult enough. Sure. Well, I gotta give props to my trainer. If you go, his name is Brandon Carter. You can go to his website. That's brandoncarter.com. And you can click on the fitness tab. And that will take you to his fitness page, where he basically breaks down how to, you know, get the body that you want by working out from home. He's a friend of mine that I've known since my days at Howard. And when I was finally interested in getting healthier and getting my body together, and just, I don't know, I just didn't like the way I felt. I didn't like the way I looked. So when I decided to do something about it, I didn't want to join a gym. I wanted to do it from home. And I knew that he placed an emphasis on working out from home. So that's what we did. I reached out to him, and he's been training me for a few months now, and we've been videotaping those sessions to show the progress that I've made throughout the whole process, and those are going to be available soon, because he also has a YouTube series, and you'll be able to get to that from brandoncarter.com, and you'll see the workouts that he does. But he wanted to really use me as sort of a guinea pig for his methods, because, as he told me, a lot of people question whether or not his stuff is natural, his methods are natural, or if he's using stuff. And I can tell you, the man has done nothing but showing me the proper exercises, the proper way to do those exercises, and, as you pointed out in your question, a diet. The diet is the thing that he stressed the most, and I understand why now, because of all the progress that I've made, the diet is the number one reason why I've made as much progress as I have. And the diet is really simple. I've heard it called the South Beach diet. I don't know what it's called. I just know that it's a diet that Brandon gave me, and that's the one that I'm using. It's, yes, going without carbs 6 days a week, except for fruit and like good carbs like that, fruit. I also do protein shakes, but I do that 6 days a week. I don't have any bread, I don't have any pasta, I don't have any rice, I don't have any sugar. I drink my coffee black. I don't drink any soda, any stuff with added sugar, any of that stuff. So, I'm sorry if you guys hear something in the background. I think that's my neighbors. Anyways, so with the diet, for me, the difficult thing is not staying away from the carbs, it's finding things in place of the carbs. The thing that I love about the diet, and I actually do like it, is that I don't have to feel guilty about anything else I'm eating. I eat meat all day. I eat fruit and vegetables all day. Like, I really, really get to eat what I want. As long as it's not the carbs, I get to eat what I want and a lot. Like, it's nothing now for me to order like some oxtail with some jerk chicken on the side and just a large helping of greens and black-eyed peas. I mean, those are the things that I can have, so I indulge myself completely in those things. Fix myself big breakfast and have, a lot of like pile on all the toppings with the chipotle salads and stuff like that. So I really feel better about the things that I indulge in. And not to mention that seventh day, which is what's known as a cheat day or the day that I can eat whatever I want, I eat whatever I want and I don't feel guilty about it at all. I have cake, I have ice cream, I have cookies, I have, pasta, pizza, all this stuff that I can't have. But I'm enjoying it more because I know that I've done my due diligence and I haven't, overloaded on that sort of thing throughout the week. So I know that I'm actually not hurting myself as much. And yeah, that's pretty much what it is right there. 6 days a week, I eat whatever I want except for the sugars, the sugary sweets and the breads and the pastas. And so it's a lot of protein and a lot of vegetables. And in far, far as my workout, I do 3 days of cardio. I do 3 days of muscle building exercises. So a day of push exercises where I'm working on my chest, my triceps and my shoulders, or I'm doing pull exercises where I'm working on my back, I'm working on my biceps, and I'm working on my abs. So that's it. That's the diet and the workout regimen, and it was all courtesy of Brandon Carter, brandoncarter.com. You should really check him out. Go to that website, check that out. You'll get all the information that you need. A lot of his YouTube videos will steer you in the right direction and help you get started. And trust me, if you listen to what that man says, if you order the stuff that he's talking about, you're going to be satisfied with the results. Moving on. Question number three. A guy I'm dating deleted me off his Facebook because he said, now that we're together, we shouldn't be friends on Facebook. To me, it seems sneaky. What's your take? I don't think it really seems sneaky. I could understand how you feel that way, but I also understand where he's coming from. He wants a relationship without the distractions of what of Facebook, and in his defense, a lot of people let things like that get, a lot of people let things like that distract one another from having a real relationship. As far as I'm concerned, this is his attempt at making sure that you two have one less issue to worry about in your relationship. And look at you, you're already making it an issue. Don't make it an issue. Get comfortable with the idea of certain restrictions in your relationship. And I don't even think this is a restriction. I just think, we're not that far removed from the time when Facebook wasn't even in our lives. And we need to think back to that time. We have lived more years on this earth as a people who have relationships with one another without Facebook than we have lived as a people with Facebook. So just go back to basics. to put it another way, you think your parents are tripping over Facebook? They got real problems. If this isn't the man for you, then that truth is going to come to surface. And you won't need it to come to surface through Facebook. Trust me. You'll find out that that man isn't for you the same way that most people find out that that man isn't for you. And most people find out in ways other than Facebook. All you really want to do is keep an eye on him. Don't let Facebook become an issue that it isn't. I understand, like I said, I understand why it seems sneaky. But think about it like this. What I would want you to do is I want you to take a look, assess how often he is on Facebook. If he's on Facebook heavy, hell, if he met you on Facebook, okay, then yes, you do have a problem, okay? And you may have a reason to be wondering why this is. Because if he met you on Facebook, that means he's using Facebook for those purposes. But if he didn't meet you on Facebook and he's not a heavy Facebook user, if the last time that he updated his profile pic was a year ago, and the last time he updated his status message was during January to basically say Happy New Year, everyone, then you know what? Leave it alone. But if he's a heavy Facebook user, I don't know. You gotta think of, you just can't let that one go, sweep that one under the rug. You can't let him sweep that one under the rug. You got to go ahead. You got to take a stance. And you have to ask yourself what's important. Is it important to be with him the way that he wants you to be with him, which is without Facebook? Or is it important for you to and learn how to trust him? Or is it important for you to have an open thing such as Facebook in your relationship? You really have to ask yourself what's important in that instance. And I'm pretty sure you'll find that question. And you'll find the answer to that question. Question number 4. How soon would you suggest telling someone you just started dating about a health condition that is not an STD? Well, I think that you should tell somebody as soon as you feel comfortable with them. Okay? You remember the movie Disappearing X? What did she have? What did Zora have in that movie? I forgot what she had, but she broke out in a seizure in the middle of the night, and it scared the living hell out of Wesley Snipes' character, Franklin. I think that was a condition in which she couldn't help it. Like, the seizures were going to happen at any given moment. And I always thought, like, you know, why didn't she tell him about that? That would freak me out, too. But, you know, I would tell the person that you're dating about your health condition if you really do feel like it's going to affect, it's going to affect you too at some point in a dramatic way, and he just has to be prepared for it. You know what I mean? So if it's something like a food allergy, okay, and you know he likes to cook, well, let him know. Look, I don't like peanuts, okay? I can't have nuts. If I have nuts, everything will get all swelled up and you'll have to take me to the hospital. He should know something like that, okay? But if it's something else, like, I don't know, some sort of condition that at any given moment, the people closest to you are prepared to do something about it, and this person is somebody that you're going to have close to you, then you should let them know and inform them simply because you want them to be able to help you should that health condition get serious. You want to equip them with the knowledge so that they can help you deal with any issue or problem that may arise from the health condition. So don't leave them unprepared for it. Tell them, but also make sure that you tell them when you're completely comfortable with telling them. Okay? I hope that helps, and I hope you stay healthy. The last question. A good question. I'm an attractive woman whose career is dominated by men. I'm always networking, but instead of helping me career-wise, they always have ulterior motives and hit on me. I use the I have a boyfriend lie, which doesn't always work, and experience backlash for it. How do I handle this? First of all, let me tell you right now that I feel bad for you. This is the one thing that I feel bad about when I look and when I meet women, is the weight that they must carry. It's just, you're a good looking woman, you're a beautiful woman, and you want to go ahead and you want to make it, and because a lot of dudes out there aren't confronted with your type of beauty on an everyday basis and can't seem to handle themselves and act professionally, you have to suffer as a consequence. I really do find that unfortunate. I'm not lying here. See, I'm the type of dude that I treat my... I've worked with some very attractive women and built up a very good friendship with them and a comfortable friendship with them. And yeah, I mean, I don't have ulterior motives, but I have motives. Like I'm motivated, but you know, I keep it professional. I keep it professional for my sake. But I also meet plenty of women outside of the office, and that's why it's fairly easy for me to keep things in check in the office. See, a lot of people out there, a lot of men out there, they're inside the office, and then they just go home to these dry lives of either internet porn or a longtime girlfriend or wife, and they don't got no spice in their life. And so the only spice in the life they have is really the attractive woman that they work with, and then they're trying to leverage that situation to make it work for them. Completely unprofessional and unfortunate. All that being said, this is never going to stop. As long as you look good, there's going to be a man that's attracted to you, and as long as you're working around men, you can expect at least one of those men to have an ulterior motive when he meets you, okay? You don't have to expect that of all men, but you're always going to have one man. There's a couple ways that you can go about not necessarily avoiding this, but making it easier to handle. One is you can just work around a bunch of women. Find places that are female friendly, I don't know what it is, or find places where there's a lot of gays in the office. I mean, they're out there. You can find them. You know what I mean? You can find the places, you know, if you're in journalism or anything, go work at a women's magazine. A lot of women in there. Women are the dominant ones. So, you know, think of it like that. The other thing is, quit saying that you have a boyfriend because you know you don't have a boyfriend. What you can say is that you don't date people in your industry. I think that this is a little bit more effective than I don't have a boyfriend, because you saying, I mean, that you have a boyfriend, because you saying you have a boyfriend is not telling that man he doesn't have a chance. It's just saying that you have a situation right now in which this is wrong, which doesn't necessarily mean that you are saying that it ain't never going to happen. What you need to make perfectly clear to them is that it is never going to happen because you don't want it to happen. And you don't want it. So how do you show people that you don't want it to happen? The way that you show people that you don't want it to happen is you simply tell them, look, I pride myself on not dating people in my industry. It's a rule I have. It's right up. You can think of somebody who won't date outside of their religion, who won't date outside of their race. I won't date within my industry. That's just something that I do. You can keep on trying all you want, but I'm trying to tell you right now, isn't going to happen. And you know what you have to do? You have to hold up your end of the bargain about that. If you work at a law firm right now, and you got all these other lawyers that are hitting on you, you better tell them that you don't date lawyers, and you better not date lawyers. They better not see you out with another lawyer, because then that ruins your credibility, okay? What you need to do is you need to bring them a doctor. Okay, or a teacher, or somebody in another industry. You just need to show them that you don't date within your industry. And that way, you're going to be able to avoid, I think, the way that men come at you is going to have to be altered a little bit. Like, to say that you have a boyfriend is basically to tell them to respect your relationship and to respect a man's relationship with you, a man that they don't even know and, as you pointed out, doesn't even exist. That's kind of hard for men to do. Okay? What's a little bit easier for men to do is to follow instructions in the sense that you don't date within your industry. And now you can pretty much ridicule them every time they approach you. And be like, look, I told you 1,000 times. You're just not listening to me. You actually think you're going to get somewhere. See, you're not going to get anywhere because I already told you I don't date within my industry. And then hit them with this. Be like, let me ask you something. What kind of women do you not date? And they're like, prostitutes. Be like, then that's what you are to me. You see, you're a prostitute to me. And I don't date prostitutes. Like, you don't date prostitutes. And you should, it should make them easier to understand that. You know? You could even go so far as to say, tell them, hey, think of me as a prostitute then. Think of me as somebody that you won't date, because you're not going to date me. It's never going to happen. You know, that's what I think most women fail to do, is to make men feel bad that they have ulterior motives. A man don't feel bad that he has ulterior motives. He feels like it's natural. Like, hey, I ain't about to apologize for having ulterior motives. But I'm telling you, if you flat out reject him and you keep on rejecting him, you make him feel like a fool. And no man wants to feel like a dummy. Remember that. So the more you make it clear to him that you don't date his type, that you won't date him, and the more he persists, the more of a fool he looks like. And one day, he's going to get tired of looking like a fool and have no choice but to move on. So, that's my solution for that problem. I hope it helps you out. And, yeah, that's it, folks. That's the end of the 27th episode of the Poppin' Questions podcast. I'm your host, Joe Zen. It's been a wonderful time, as always. We're going to do it again later on this week with the 28th episode of the Poppin' Questions podcast. Hit me on my FormSpring, FormSpring.me/JoeZenC to send me an anonymous question for consideration, or you can email me feedback@untilIgetmarried.com for your question to be considered there as well. In the meantime, you folks have a good one, and thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.